Amen. To Timothy, the second epistle of Paul the Apostle to his dear son in the faith, Timothy. Chapter 3. Ooh, here we go. Verse 1. Now, this is a marathon for me, man. I'm pushing it now. As I'm teaching this, I've been teaching for almost 7 straight hours. And I don't say that to brag. I'm just saying that I'm just so moved in this thing. I just can't stop, despite the infirmity. And I say this, I don't feel like I'm doing anything special. It's I feel like I'm compelled to. And why do I feel almost naughty, staying up extra late, doing that which I love, you know? Chapter 3, verse 1. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifested unto all men as theirs also was. I think I'm going to make a song out of that little section there. This know also that the last days perilous times shall come. Perilous times. Perilous, what does perilous mean? Difficult. Dangerous. Through the idea of reducing strength. That's the word it comes from, like in the sense of something that takes the strength right out of you. Times. And what is the strength? You know, I can think of how many. Everyone thinks we're in the last days. Certainly these are perilous times. At least I think in our country. We are in a perilous time. The things are out there in the world that take the strength right out of you. The things that steal away the strength of the man of God are the overflow. A friend of mine always says, we have to in this country actually fight food. Because... You know, there's so abundance of food. Notice again, it doesn't say, perilous times shall come. People are going to be starving. People are going to be, losing their houses. Their cars are going to need repair. They're going to need new shoes. And their clothes are going to be 6 months or more out of style. That's not peril. That's the peril, but in a sense, those are the things that seduce people. Those are the things that take away their strength. Oh, I gotta be in style, and I gotta be fed, and I've gotta be clothed, and I gotta be driving around in something. I gotta be housed in a house that's nice, with cable and other amenities. It's got to be vacation time. All to rob. To suck strength. Why? Because, you're entangled. Remember, it says, no man that warreth entangled himself with affairs of this world. We get all entangled with the world. Our strength to fight is taken. The times become perilous. We become weak. Men are lovers of their own selves. And in some sense, this is in all ages. But the last days would be characterized by increasing amounts of this. Certainly, in the fall of any society, when the moral decay is in, all these elements start to really manifest themselves. Yeah, our country's in decay. And they've been very sinful times. So I can only judge my time. I remember saying, well, this is the worst time it's ever been. I don't know. I've read of some pretty awful times in the past, you know. Do I think we're in the last days? Nope. I do not. But I see a lot of this even now. Okay? I see it all. Imagine how much more it's going to be. But this is very instructive. They love others of themselves. Why, it's even a virtue. Love yourself. You've got to love yourself before you love anyone else. I remember that being taught me. You've got to love yourself. No man has yet hated his own flesh, right? He nourishes it and cherishes it. That's even in the word. Phil autes, fond of self, selfish. They're selfish. The most important thing to them is themselves. What about me? What about mine? Not sacrificing for other people. A lot of foolish and selfish lusts out there. Covetous. Covetous means, fond of silver, literally. Oh, the love of money, the root of all evil. You can get to almost any evil from loving money, see. Because evil has lots of roots, I tell you. The love of money, the pride of life, the lust of the flesh. Boasters, braggarts. I'll tell you what I can do and what I'll do for this country. Or what I'll do in this church. Or what I'll do for this town. Or just, it's very tempting to bask in your own glory. Here's what I do, man.